Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We have plenty to cover here on today's show. Of course, we'll talk some season-long fantasy baseball as we always do with Gray Albright here on this Friday. That's coming up in just a little bit. But of course, NBA free agency is off to a fast and furious start. And Davis, a week ago, we sat here and basically said, hey, expect the unexpected. And then the news came down yesterday that Kevin Durant, future Hall of Famer, is looking for yet a new destination via sign and trade in some way. And that's a great place to start the show today because we still have no clarity on that yet.
Yeah, I mean, finding a trade for Kevin Durant, you'd think it'd be pretty easy, right? Every other team in the NBA should want to acquire him. Most other teams have some assets, but it gets pretty tricky, mostly because of, you know, just how insane and labyrinthian the NBA collective bargaining agreement, for example. Easy swap, Bam Adebayo and some picks for Kevin Durant, right? Get it done. Call it into the league office. Nope, can't do it because Bam Adebayo and Ben Simmons cannot be on the same team due to some base year compensation issues. So Ben Simmons would have to find a third team in that deal, right? Okay, let's flip Devin Booker for Kevin Durant, right? Easy enough. The Nets get a star. Oh, no, not going to do it because you can't make the salary work because Devin Booker just signed his Supermax agreement. So once you really get into the weeds of this stuff, finding a Kevin Durant trade is a little bit harder than you would imagine.
Yeah, and by the way, before we get to our headlines, and I know we're going to touch on this a little bit later in the show, what do you think? You think we'll have an answer today, tomorrow, the next day? What, do you think that this is coming? It feels like, as you said, it's a little more complicated than it appears.
I think this is kind of analogous to the offseason when Russell Westbrook and Paul George decided they didn't want to play together anymore and Kawhi Leonard wanted to change teams. That did not get handled until the summer league began. So that was, if I remember, I want to say maybe July 8th was when all of those, you know, those corresponding moves got made. So I mostly because not only is it hard to find a salary deal that works, but Kevin Durant is not going somewhere he doesn't want to go, right? So we're talking about he's got to go to the meetings, he's got to go sit down. So I don't it's not going to happen this weekend. That's my prediction. Does not happen this weekend.
All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show on this Friday. Happy July, and happy July 4th to all of you this weekend coming up. Kevin Durant demands a trade, asks for a trade. He's going to leave the Brooklyn Nets in all likelihood. We'll find out soon enough which team should be favored to win the NBA title because basically wherever he goes, I have a feeling that's going to happen. Nikola Jokic signs the richest contract in NBA history, so that's good news. He'll end up staying in Denver, no doubt. USC and UCLA, boy, this was a shocker yesterday. We found out that not only are they joining the Big Ten, but they're joining the Big Ten in 2 years. This was quick. And then, boy, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, Davis, but Kyle Tucker rubbed some fans the wrong way. That's for sure. PitchCom wasn't working. He tried to steal home. Naturally, the boos are going to insist. And especially considering it's somebody on the Astros makes it a little bit more egregious, I guess. I never saw Kyle Tucker in that vein regardless, but we could touch on a number. I mean, all these stories are sort of big going into today. Which one do you want to hit on first?
I mean, I just would love to extend my my heartfelt congratulations to Nikola Jokic on signing his Supermax extension. One of my favorite players ever in the NBA. And, you know, I think a pretty good reminder. I think we can get tired of these guys demanding these trades and, the player empowerment era and stuff. Jokic, I mean, the guy, he just shows up to work with his lunch pail, got his money. You know, how many guys would have complained and shut it down last year when Michael Porter Jr. didn't play, Jamal Murray didn't play? I mean, imagine Kyrie Irving in that situation where his two best teammates are out for the year. I mean, he is going to be complaining. He's going to be, you know, just not giving it his full effort. Jokic went out and did his absolute best. Also, just kind of like an interesting thing in context of the NBA, kind of used to be if you were a second-round pick or you spent any time in the G League, like that was it for you. Like you were never going to be an impactful player. So Jokic was the first pick of the second round when the Nuggets selected him. But also my guy, Lu Dort of the Oklahoma City Thunder, not even a second round pick, an undrafted free agent, 5-year, $87 million deal. Bruce Brown got paid by the Denver Nuggets, another second round pick. I think it's cool that the NBA has developed, you know, just a better way to cultivate the talents of some of these guys who are not viewed as really high pedigree prospects.
Yeah, and Jokic certainly well deserving of this, no doubt, for sure. Last couple of minutes here, Davis, USC, UCLA disbanding basically the Pac-12. I mean, I don't know how they're going to work this thing out, man. Like, are we watching Penn State at midnight, like in a couple of years here? I mean, how has this even approved?
I mean, it stinks. It's all about money. Absolutely stinks. I mean, like, just imagine the logistics of getting these student athletes from USC or UCLA, you know, the 97th guy, the walk-on who has, you know, he's got a duplicated number by a starter. And that guy's just trying to, you know, finish his engineering degree or whatever, but he's got to miss 4 days of class because they have to travel to New Jersey to go play Rutgers. Like, I hate it. It's so stupid. Yeah. I mean, I can tell my age. I'm getting to be an old fogey because I hate this conference realignment.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
I mean, absolutely hate it.
Yeah, hard to see how they'll work this out. I'm sure they'll figure it out. And, you know, there's some rumors of some neutral site games, too. Who knows if that's going to end up being the case. All right, coming up next, it's time to talk some fantasy baseball with our guy Gray Albright from Razzball. He's going to join us next. Season-long fantasy baseball discussion. We're getting close to the halfway point of the season. We'll check in with Gray coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. So stay on the grid. We're back in just a few minutes here on this Friday. Don't go away.
Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. As always, here on Friday, Gray Albright of Razzball joins us. We're going to go over some fantasy baseball performances this season. But Gray, of course, has a comedy ear. And Gray, before we get into fantasy-wise, what is your takeaway from this whole Freddie Freeman situation? Like, I mean, I get the press conference and he's upset. I get the reporting. But inevitably, are we really supposed to believe anything except for the fact that, with all due respect to Freddie Freeman, like this guy's decision to do whatever he wants. Like, it's his contract. He's the one that signs it. I mean, there's no way this guy was bamboozled, right? I mean, I gotta be honest. I kind of feel bad for his agent at this point, because based on what I know about the history of baseball, they give you the presentation. They tell you this is the deal. And then you make the call. It's Freddie Freeman, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, as someone who's had agents for many years, this is the first time I've ever felt bad for an agent. It's like it's really hard to make an agent feel bad. There's a lot of hoops and hurdles you got to jump over to make an agent actually seem like the good guy in a scenario. I can't believe that Freeman is going out of his way to ostracize himself from the team he's actually on. I've never seen anything like this. Like, he is literally, and he's on the Dodgers saying he wishes he were on the Braves. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, that's like PR 101. Like, even if you really felt that, you don't go into a press conference in Atlanta and literally start sobbing and saying, I wish I was still in Atlanta. You have, how many more years does he have in Los Angeles? He has like, five more years? Yeah. Like, oh my God, like what are you thinking? Like, how is it possible to mess this up as bad as Freddie Freeman is messing this up? Like, he is really making it like so hard to be like likable. It's really like, it's unfortunate too, because up until like maybe 2 weeks ago, I really liked Freddie Freeman. But now that he's like complaining over and over again about wanting to be in Atlanta, when of course, you know, I'm in Los Angeles. So this hits like literally home for me. So I'm like, you don't say this about my home city. Like, that's messed up, man. Like, what are you talking? Oh, and by the way, he's from Southern California originally. So it's like, come on, man. What are you doing? Oh, it's driving me crazy.
Yeah, no. Very peculiar, because inevitably in covering baseball and knowing baseball as long as I have, it is always the player's final decision to make on all of these things. I just have never heard a situation that you could even pretend that the agent is the one setting the agenda for the player. It's the agent working for the player. So bizarre. All right.
Before we move on though, that's what I've been like, because you know the ins and outs of contracts and player negotiations and all this stuff much better than I do. The player has the final say to sign the contract, right? Like, no one forged Freeman's signature, right?
Yeah. No, listen, I've done a lot of these. And the one that I would say that I probably was the most intense with, because, again, it was an important story to me because I know the player was JT Realmuto signing with Philadelphia. And it literally, they were working for him, you know, like, I mean, $200 million, whatever it was. Like, it was his decision, his family's decision, which team, which money. I mean, no question about it. And I put him in that category of Freeman at the time, as far as All-Stars are concerned. So I have extensive knowledge of the way that works. Bizarre. April was not kind to Trevor Story, Gray. Since April, has there been a better shortstop in fantasy baseball? He has 12 home runs, more than 50 runs driven in, and he's back to stealing bases again. It looks like Story from Colorado now, finally.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, in Fenway, for people who aren't familiar with, you know, BABIP, it's basically balls batted into play. So what you're saying is, Like it's for players, it's for hitting luck essentially. It's like if you hit the ball, how likely is it for it to fall in? And when you're in right. Fenway, you have this huge wall, so it's very likely if you're especially as a righty, if you're pulling the ball and you hit the ball against the fence, I mean, if you hit the ball against the wall in Fenway, you're getting a double at least. And so it's hard to imagine someone like Trevor Story not just pelting the wall over and over and over again. And in April, there was a long stretch there where it was like, maybe the most obvious thing isn't going to happen. But then it did start happening. You know, good luck caught up to him. And in May and June, he started to hit the ball better. He started to hit for power in May. In June, he started to hit for a little bit more average. He's still striking out a bit much, which isn't great. You know, if you're not making contact, it's hard to hit the ball against the wall. So that's not terrific. But, yeah, I think Trevor Story is going to be okay in Fenway. I'm not that concerned about him leaving Coors. I think there is a chance here if his Ks stay over 30%, then maybe his average doesn't quite get up to where we used to see it above, like, you know, maybe 260, 270. I don't know if we're going to get that high, but he should be okay. I imagine Trevor Story will be the guy you thought you were getting with the 25 homers, 15 to 20 steals, 250 plus average.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, and listen, there's been some historical flops in Boston, you know, for fantasy, if I remember correctly. I think Carl Crawford was the one that comes to mind. Like, oh my gosh, he was one of the best players in fantasy, then went to Boston and was nothing. Okay,
he's
we have two players to talk
about. Carl Crawford's had an incredible post-career. I don't know if you've followed.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Let's go to that's not a good story for our show. Let's go to Manny Machado here. I think we've talked about him before. You know, he's fallen back in the NL MVP race on FanDuel Gray because of Goldschmidt's season. You know, Tatis will be back, I assume, eventually soon. But in Razzball's player rating, I'm assuming Machado's what, a top 10 guy, top five?
Oh, yeah. No, Machado's doing great. I think Machado right now, he's at 12 overall on the Razzball player rater. He is probably like, pound for pound, one of the most underrated hitters. I think, I don't know why, but he got this rap that he wasn't like, that he didn't try, or I don't know. You know, like sometimes players get raps about, you know, about their hitting or about their play. Whatever the case is, Machado has been just terrific, really, for his entire career. He's always like around 30 homers. He always gets around 12 steals. He's a 282 hitter in his career across almost 6,000 plate appearances. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, Machado's really good.
Probably.
So, yeah, I mean, he's top 12 overall in the player rater. He's having another great year. Tatis gets back in, I think, early August, late July. Yeah, it's going to only get better for him.
Yeah. All right, let's close it out. Last year, we had a lot of discussion, you know, former Cardinals who went on to do great things. Rosarena was one of those guys, of course, in the World Series. Adolis Garcia, I remember him seeing him in spring training, and they just basically punted him. I was, you know, I didn't think he was anything, Gray. But my gosh, like, he has brought Texas back to relevance here, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about the player rater. With Adolis Garcia, I think a lot of people would be shocked to know that he is 16th overall on the player rater, exactly even with Shohei Ohtani. That's pretty good company. Yeah, I mean, Adolis Garcia is doing basically like what you want for all 5x5 guys. He's got power, he's got speed, he's getting great counting stats with runs and RBIs, and he's got a good average. He's hitting .259 as of recording of this. I mean, he's actually surprisingly.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more.
But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Excellent for fantasy.
Awesome. All right, Gray. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Next week, we'll do the fantasy baseball first half MVPs and disappointments. So get those to me for next week. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Gray.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. NBA free agency is off and running. We have some players switching teams and changing locations. And Davis, we're going to run through some of those today. Aside from Durant, which one do you think has the biggest impact going into this season?
Durant is definitely the first. It feels like probably the PJ Tucker signing. It feels kind of insane to lead free agency with the 36-year-old PJ Tucker. But the addition of PJ Tucker is going to change Philadelphia's roster in two key ways. The first is that it is going to allow them to play four out with Joel Embiid at center. So they'll have Maxey, Harden, one of their wing players that they already have on roster. Could be Daniel House, could be George Niang, could be, you know, Tobias Harris, whoever. Then they have PJ Tucker, then they have Joel Embiid. But also the non-Embiid center minutes have, like, the plus minus with Embiid off the floor in the playoffs for the 76ers, it has been horrible. PJ Tucker is basically the best backup center in the NBA in terms of just kind of keeping the team on track. He's only got to be there for, you know, 4 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. And I think even more importantly, it just seems to show that James Harden is pretty committed, because he declined his player option of $47.5 million to renegotiate a longer contract at a lower dollar per year amount. So I think the combination of Harden declining his player option and then signing PJ Tucker and Daniel House with that space is going to have the biggest impact on who wins or loses the NBA championship next season so far. Now, obviously, I think we will see bigger deals get done, but so far, that is the biggest one.
All right, so let's take a look at the full list as to what happened on day one, and this obviously could change quickly. But Jalen Brunson goes to the Knicks. We talked about that a little bit this week. PJ Tucker, Miami fans are upset about that one. He goes to Philly. JaVale McGee, I feel like that was a pretty big one. He goes from Phoenix to Dallas. Lonnie Walker from the Spurs to the Lakers. Malik Monk, who was so good with the Lakers, he goes to Sacramento. That does feel like a Sacramento signing, by the way. And then Joe Inglis goes from Portland to Milwaukee. Let's take a look and break these down closer. Obviously, I know you hate the Brunson one.
I mean, hate is probably a little bit too far. Like, is Jalen Brunson good? Is that a movable contract? Will Jalen Brunson make the New York Knicks a better basketball team? I think all of that's true. I think if you know, next season they're like, all right, we're going to do this again. We're going to clear the books. We're going to try for whoever again. I think they would be able to move that contract without having to attach a first-round pick to it. I think they would be able to get an asset for it. And I think Jalen Brunson is a good player. But is Jalen Brunson an all-star? Is he going to help the New York Knicks win 50 games? Is he going to make them better than the Celtics? Any of these? No, he's not. So it's fine. And you were talking about this in the Sports Grid 60 2 days ago. Like, part of it is just that we just laugh at the Knicks. The Knicks do anything, and we're just like, LOL, the Knicks, they stink. And that reputation is very well deserved. I actually think the worst contract given out is this three-year deal for JaVale. Our friends over at the Dunked On NBA podcast, they do this mock offseason every year, and the best that his representative, you know, fake agent could get was 1 year, $6 million from the Phoenix Suns. 1 year deals for guys like JaVale make a lot more sense. And really, I'm just thinking, what is the functional difference between Dwight Powell, who could not stay on the floor for the Dallas Mavericks in the playoffs, and JaVale McGee? Now JaVale is better, right? JaVale is a better rim runner, slightly better rim protector, but he gets into foul trouble, and you cannot really count on that guy to play 30 minutes a night. And the Mavericks need to be in cap flexibility mode, right? They didn't pay Jalen Brunson his contract extension. They need to be having the doors open for a superstar. And the Mavericks, by the way, not a traditional powerhouse, get a superstar team, but no state tax, cap flexibility, multiple first round picks the next couple seasons. Like, I did not think this was a very good move.
All right. So, we'll see. Listen, I still think more will happen in the smaller venue here for some of these names. Now let's dive a little bit deeper into the big name, which is, of course, Kevin Durant. And that took everybody by surprise for sure yesterday. The one thing that I want to ask you, Davis, about this, and maybe I don't know if this is just something that is a bigger view for me, but in Major League Baseball, when players are getting traded, it's very unlikely that you're going to trade a team in the same division and even in the same league sometimes. And the same thing goes for the NFL. Like, if a player is getting traded, you're probably not trading Russell Wilson in the NFC West, right? But why is it in the NBA they don't give a bleep, man? Like, these guys go from Brooklyn to Philadelphia. There's a chance Durant. I mean, you're hearing about him going to Miami. This is the same conference. Like, I mean, what is different about the NBA than it is about these other sports?
It is the collective bargaining agreement. It's just so much more intense, and the potential fits are so few. And I mean, in general, in the NFL, you don't really get player for player trades. Like, it's just not something that is done. And there are a couple different reasons for that. One, roster sizes are so large. There's no rule on salary matching. So, like, if you're doing a trade, you know, just theoretically, like, oh, I want to trade Dak Prescott, you can trade him for whoever. It doesn't matter. The salaries don't have to equal coming back in the NBA. Salaries have to match. You can't be, you can get a trade. The NBA collective bargaining agreement, I mean, there are every NBA team has, like, multiple guys whose entire jobs is just to, like, know the collective bargaining agreement. The general manager, you go ring Sam Presti up, you call Sean Marks or whoever, they're not going to be able to explain every specific statute of the collective bargaining. It is so labyrinthian and so complex. So that is one reason. And then the other reason is that there are, not every team can put together a package for every player. And then the third reason is these good players don't want to get traded to crappy teams, and they have way more power in the NBA. I mean, if the Angels decide they want to trade Mike Trout, he can't say anything about it. He just has to eat it, right? I mean, there's mm-hmm. nothing he can do, because more specifically, the total number of teams who would be willing to pay Mike Trout what he's worth and what he wants. How many teams in Major League Baseball would sign a $400 million contract? Five, six, maybe? I mean, you get Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. They're not paying this money. Whereas in the NBA, because of a function of the maximum contract that a guy can get, every franchise can afford it. Every franchise wants to pay it. So it's just, I mean, it's just crazy. Like the, and we love that. Well, not we, but a lot of people, especially people of my age, love this about the NBA. I think probably a lot of people of your generation are like, this is stupid. These guys are changing teams all the time. You know, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Magic, they all just played for the same team. They stayed, they never complained. But that is effectively the answer. If I had to give one answer, it would just be because the CBA is so complex.
All right, fair enough. Good explanation. Let's take a look at the teams possible for Durant that at least we're hearing, and this could change too. But Phoenix is at the top because DeAndre Ayton's name has come up. You know, Miami, Davis, has Andy Ellisberg there. You know, he is like the capologist, and somehow the Heat has always been able to make these things work. So I guess we got to consider them too. New Orleans is a possibility. The Lakers are mentioned with every player, so I don't know if this is fair or not. And then Portland seems to be the big sleeper here that they could absolutely do it. It's just a matter of if Durant would want to play for Portland.
I mean, I think the a priori thing you have to establish here with all of these spots is, does the trade leave the team capable of making the NBA Finals after the trade? And if that answer is no, Durant is not going to go. He's not going to do it. And I think that it's become clear that the Brooklyn Nets and the associated team, like if you are Team X and you know that you're going to be able to acquire Kevin Durant, but it's going to be a disgruntled version of Kevin Durant, a version of Kevin Durant who doesn't want to be there, who does not approve the trade, you're just not going to make it because it's nonsensical, right? Like, why would you acquire a guy? The Raptors did this with Kawhi. They did win a championship, but then he left. He bounced. He was out. And Durant, right. I suppose, is under contract for 4 more years, so he would have a tougher time doing that. But it does seem like the Phoenix Suns and the Miami Heat are the teams where they could engineer a trade. It makes sense, and the team is like reasonably competitive. So the Suns would be DeAndre Ayton, Bridges, and, you know, 3 first-round picks, 2 pick swaps, et cetera, et cetera. And then that leaves them with Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Jay Crowder, I guess, Frank Kaminsky, I guess. And then once you, we've seen this repeatedly in NBA history the last 15 years or so since the big three in Miami. Once you're that team, once you're the team that has the big three, mm-hmm. you will get every veteran free agent for the minimum salary. Right. They will just come. They will play way below market value. So that's a huge competitive advantage. Craig, this morning, I bet on the Miami Heat to acquire Kevin Durant at 6-1. I think that the package they can offer is better than the package that the Suns can offer, mostly because I am in on Tyler Herro, right? And he is the primary piece right. that's going out one. To make it work.
Yeah.
But if you are a DeAndre Ayton guy, if you like Ayton more than Herro, then you would say the Suns package is better. I don't really see it as much with Ayton. And I think Herro is a better fit with Ben Simmons, who, by the way, is just left here blowing in the wind. Whereas Ayton and Ben Simmons, then all of a sudden, if you have Ayton and Ben Simmons, your two best players are going to shoot 0 3-pointers. That's just not really a recipe that works in today's NBA. So I think the Tyler Herro, Duncan Robinson, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, and picks deal, Vincent and Strus have to be in there to make the money work. It's a pretty, I mean, it's not a great trade. It's not as good as getting Bam, but it's a pretty freaking good trade.
Yeah, so the Heat with Durant, Jimmy Butler, and Bam is the favorite in the win the whole thing, right?
And Lowry, and Kyle Lowry. Yeah, and Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, they'd be the favorite.
That's a good team. That's a good team.
You know, have another parade in Miami before this even starts, I have a feeling, coming up next week. All right, we'll see. Good bet, 6-1, not bad. All right, fantasy reality is coming up next, so stay with us here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll touch more on...
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
To ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
On this, and hit on some baseball as well, right here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mitch, along with Davis Maddock here on this Friday. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Make sure you are following us on social media this weekend at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, and information, picks, of course, against the spread, and videos from all of our hosts. That's at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. All right, Davis, let's give you the latest here before we get to fantasy reality. ESPN Woj reports that once the Spurs finalize the release on Danilo Gallinari, his preference is to join the Boston Celtics upon clearing waivers. So Boston really hasn't been mentioned a lot this offseason. I guess they had a really good year. They feel like they're just going to run it back, I guess.
Well, they don't have any money. I mean, they are capped out. They're paying Horford big money, Robert Williams 4 years, $48 million a year. I think Derek White is $16 million a year. Then Jalen is on a big contract, but not eligible. I think he's supermax eligible next year. Tatum is already on his supermax, so they don't have any money. So they would have to get involved in some of these trades. Gallinari, though, he's going to fit the role of the guy who plays in the regular season for the Celtics and then can't be on the floor in the playoffs. And then everyone's going to complain, where's Gallo? And he just, it's like they have this. It was Fournier last year. It was Pritchard this year. I mean, they have that guy every year.
All right, let's get to it. Time for some fantasy or reality. All right, well, here on Fantasy Sports Today, it's known as the slow time of the year in July. And boy, have we been bailed out with this Kevin Durant news. This is going to give us content for a couple of weeks that we didn't think that we were going to have. NBA free agents, it didn't seem like anything a few days ago. Then all of a sudden we get this. Naturally, I've talked about this a ton. Years ago, used to watch all the NBA games during the regular season, even used to watch the playoffs, and now my viewing is limited, but my gosh, you cannot get away from free agency. Fantasy or reality, the NBA offseason is more exciting than the actual season.
I mean, this is not even debatable. This is 100% true. More people, I would wager, more people have gone to ESPN.com, Yahoo.com, or whatever to check the trade rumors then check the scores of the NBA finals games, right? I would bet more people have tweeted the words Kevin Durant than Golden State Warriors in the last month, right? It's just true. And by the way, you might think, oh, the NBA hates this. No, not a chance. They love this. This is perfect. This keeps them in the headlines 12 months a year. Like I mean, obviously the NBA would prefer to convert more of these people to, you know, NBA League Pass subscribers or whatever, but the NBA is fine with this, and it is a total reality.
Reality for me as well, Davis. I mean, look, when you really think about it, I don't know. I just feel like this is the, maybe all the other sports we can make these sort of comparisons. Maybe they're apples and oranges to you. I don't know. But I feel like the NBA's offseason is far better than the regular season. And it's the only sport that I feel that way about. Baseball, hot stove, fun. But I enjoy the regular season more and I enjoy the postseason more. NFL, come on, let's get real. Free agency's fine. Draft is fine, but it's the games that everybody watches. And, you know, NHL, I don't know how I would even categorize that at this point. But this is a reality, without a doubt. I'm just not nearly as engaged in the regular season, postseason. But I can tell you that where every free agent is going, and then it just goes away and the season starts and nobody cares anymore. At least that's what it feels like. But you're right. The NBA can appreciate this, no doubt. All right, let's get to our second fantasy or reality question. Today's focus is going to be the American League Central, where the Chicago White Sox right now, as it stands, after losing yesterday, they are 35-39. They are 4 games under .500. They're 5.5 games back of the Twins, and they're 4.5 games back of the Cleveland Guardians. We know that the first half, they've had a lot of injury issues. They've had some manager issues.
They have had some manager issues. You're right. So the question Craig was about to ask me is, will the Chicago White Sox win the American League Central? And I would guess the betting markets have the Twins as the favorite right now, but I think it's probably a reality. I mean, looking at the Twins roster, they have been getting pretty lucky with some of these pitching performances. You know, this was not a team that invested very heavily in their starting pitching, and they've gotten some kind of anomalous performances from your Chris Archers, and they brought that guy Chris Paddock from the Padres. He had the Tommy John surgery, and the White Sox should be one of these teams that adds at the deadline. They've also ran bad with, like, AJ Pollock hasn't been very good. Some of their younger guys have not been very good, and I think that I think they'll add at the deadline, and two, I just think they're going to get some rebounding performances from some of these young guys. So they have some ground to make up, but I also expect the Guardians to just totally fall. Like, you know, they're selling anything that's not nailed down here in a couple weeks. So I think they are going to make it back, Craig. I got reality.
Yeah, I mean, I got fantasy here. I think that they're kind of too far gone at this point. A lot of issues, I think, with the team. On the field, in the clubhouse. I can't speak to that because I don't cover them. But naturally, for me, Davis, when I look at it, I don't know. I'm just sort of feeling like this could be a lost season for them, and we'll see if they make changes in the offseason, no doubt. All right, let's move on, Davis. Nicki Minaj has a new line of food coming out, and these are chips. I know that you in the past have been more of a sucker for this sort of stuff than I have because you just want to try something and see how it goes. So fantasy or reality, you will try Nicki Minaj's new chips. Fantasy or reality?
You know what? I'll give this a reality. You're right. I am a sucker for this stuff. The Jason Tatum St. Louis barbecue chips that they have, their Ruffles, I think. I mean, the Jack Harlow meal, the Travis Scott meal. I mean, this, like, not that I am a huge Nicki Minaj fan or whatever, but if I'm rolling through the grocery store and I see these, I mean, I try not to buy crap like this, but I always end up doing it. You don't want the crap sitting there in your in your pantry, because then when you have the crap, you eat the crap. A great way to avoid eating Oreos and vegetable oil covered chips is just to not buy them in the first place. But I'm gonna say reality. I will give these a try.
Yeah, this is a fantasy for me. No shot. You know, I'm not really a big chips guy at this stage, Davis. Every once in a while, you know, I'll have a bag of chips. I would say that over the course of 12 months, I don't think once a month I'm buying even chips at this point. It's usually just some other stuff. I'm all in like on a sandwich and having some stuff with it, but usually not the case. Like, are you still a chip guy? Like, what is your go-to?
So I'm a huge salt and vinegar chip guy. I mean, I could, like, you can sit down and just crush like a bag of those, no problem. There's also like a kind of local company around here that makes like a Cajun Creole spicy type chip. They're called Voodoo Chips. They are super good. They sell them at like delis and stuff around here. Mm-hmm. Super good. But I mean, like I said, I'm just really trying not to buy these. Like, you like, you know, we get done with this show, I'm going to go up, I'm going to eat lunch. Like, if I have a bag of chips sitting in the pantry that I can plop down with my lunch, like, that is, it's not going to end well for me. I'm going to feel terrible. Like, it's like that. It is the most garbage, like, non-nutritional value food that you can eat. I mean, it really, it's like, it's probably even worse than, like, you know, chocolate or gummy bears or whatever, because at least then you're getting, you know, carbohydrates that you're, like, synthesizing. But chips are, it's just vegetable oil. I mean, you're literally just gnawing down vegetable oil.
Yeah, no, definitely so. All right, so so our show, Davis, just for people who are watching every single day, our show is off on Monday for July the 4th, and we'll be back here on July the 5th. So before we get to the Sports Grid 60 and all those good things, the Davis Matic July 4th holiday spectacular, what is that including? Because we will not be here Monday, for those of you who are watching our show every day. We have different programming, so this is the final time I will see you until Independence Day on the 5th. So what do you got going on this week?
So we have a wedding this weekend. I will be in attendance at a wedding tomorrow, so we're traveling, which, and that's kind of going to be our 4th of July thing. And my partner works in healthcare. She's not getting holidays off, right? If it's a Thursday and it's a holiday, she's got to go into work. So hopefully on Monday, July 4th, I will be at a golf course hitting some golf balls. That is what I am hoping and imagining for myself. I've been, Craig, I've been grinding my lessons mm-hmm. out. I've been going to my lessons. I certainly can't say I have a PGA ready swing, but I have noticed some, I mean, pretty significant changes of adding about 10 yards of distance with most of my irons. I mean, I should have done this 5 years ago, right? The lessons are pretty key.
Yeah, no, I will be out there tomorrow, 9 a.m. Getting too hot here to play in the afternoon.
Yeah.
My son's birthday is the 4th, so that will be a celebration for sure, no question. I guess that if I had to ask another fantasy or reality question on the show, fantasy reality, Davis, that you will light a single firework on the 4th, a single firework.
So this is a pretty funny one. When I was like a kid, like 10 through like 16, dude, I loved fireworks. I mean, and I even remember, I think maybe the first or second year where I was away from home and I was in college and, you know, you have a job, you got a little bit of spending money. I went with my buddies to, you know, here in Kansas and in Missouri, like you're just driving down the highway. You're just going to see a fireworks stand. They're everywhere. Right. I don't know how it works in Florida. But we loaded up. I mean, hundreds of dollars of fireworks. We did the whole thing. And I was just talking earlier about feeling a little bit old and like a fogey. It always kind of comes up here in fantasy reality. Like, just doesn't really do it for me anymore. I think maybe partly because of my dogs. Like, they hate fireworks. They hate it. So I don't want to, and I want to be there hanging out around them on July 4th so that they're not, you know, sitting by themselves cowering in the guest room from the fireworks. So I probably won't light any off. Probably got a fantasy there. I won't be doing it. I will be, you know, administering Benadryl to my dogs so they can chill out.
Yeah. Big fantasy for me too, man. It's been a while. Even with my kids, they're more interested in the big firework shows than the little ones. They get kind of like antsy, I think, over the smaller ones. And so I think that's what's probably on deck for us this weekend. Maybe not a lot, just chilling. Because, again, we're going on a big trip to California in a couple of weeks for the All-Star game. So my guess is a pretty low-key July 4th weekend. But, hey, I will take the day off on July 4th. Why not? So that's coming up this Monday for us. As far as coming up here on Sports Grid the rest of the day, we have the early line that is coming your way at the top of the hour. And then I will be back with you on the Newswire show and lots of updates, especially with Deshaun Watson's case and also with Brian Flores and his case in the NFL too. So Daniel Wallach will join us for that. That's a little bit later in our show. Ben Stevens, of course, always joins us with some futures odds. And then Scott Farrell's got you 3 o'clock Eastern. We've got some in-game live, great programming. And by the way, we do have live programming for you on Monday. It's just going to be in the afternoon. Again, tons of Major League Baseball action coming your way on July 4th. So we put some great programming, holiday programming together for you on the 4th. Davis and I will be back on July 5th. That is Tuesday. So we'll take our final time out here in the show. We've got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next, and then we are out of here for the weekend. But I would encourage you, those of you who are looking on betting futures odds, Kevin Durant, where he's going to end up, lots of Major League Baseball, and all kinds of things going on. Wimbledon, by the way, this weekend too. Keep it right here on Sports Grid all weekend long. We definitely have you covered. We'll be right back as we wrap up the show here on this first day of July, on Friday, right after this. So stay on.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Craig Mitch, Davis Maddox back here with you on Fantasy Sports Today as we close out our show today. Quick reminder, Monday, July 4th, we have the day off. Let's see what's on the mind of Davis for today's Sports Grid 60.
You know, of course, the entire basketball world is focused on Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Where are these guys going to go? Is Kyrie going to stay after opting in? Yada, yada. But it did, I think it kind of has snuck past people just how horrible this Los Angeles Lakers roster are. They made three free agent signings yesterday. Damian Jones, Lonnie Walker, and another guy who's so anonymous. I've already forgot his name. You know, a bunch of clutch agency free agents, Juan Toscano-Anderson. There we go. Thank you, Brett. I mean, they got a bunch of guys who are decent, but it's to me, Craig, it's sad. It is sad that this is where the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James is kind of the end of his career is going. Yeah, honestly, enough to make me root for the absolute chaos of Kyrie Irving being traded to the Los Angeles Lakers, which is what Brian Windhorst of ESPN has reported is definitely a possibility.
Yeah, let me double down on the free agency conversation for sure, because living in South Florida, when the Miami Heat had their big three together, I've talked about this before on the show, I was broadcasting live from that announcement. I was also at Shaquille O'Neal's parade before they even played a single game. I mean, is this in the same category, getting Kevin Durant at this stage of his career? I mean, it sort of does feel like there's a chance of this, and if it does happen, we could have a similar scenario play out. Miami's always been a very key destination in the NBA for a lot of these players. Will Durant follow suit? I guess we'll find out and see. That'll do it for our show today. Thanks again to Gray Albright for popping on the show, talking some fantasy baseball. Also, of course, to our friends at LTN and our graphics department, like Danny and Ryan, putting that together. For our producer, Brett Levy, and my co-host, Davis Maddox, I'm Craig Mish. I hope you have a great July 4th weekend. Most importantly, celebrate, but be safe at the same time. And I will see you guys at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Great day. Great.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.